Okay, let me do just a little tiny different. I can go, oh my gosh, she doesn't know. I just do what God tells me, okay? I'm sorry. We're going to praise God today. There, you know, there's so many things that are going on. Kathy, cancer. My sister Jo, that's who I forgot to put on the list. Cancer. You know, Donna and Anita, dialysis things, needing kidneys. Linda, MS, bad, you know, debilitating. Leanne's mom, Bobby, going through all the stuff she does. Kimmy with all her health issues. You know, I mean, it's everywhere. Everything. And we stop to think sometimes, why is this happening? But let me ask you this, why not? Why not you? Why not you? Why not us? We are the children of the King. We can get through anything. But see, it's knowing where we are with God and who we are in God that will get us through these things, these trials, these things that are bugging us, these things that make us focus on ourselves instead of God. Why did my husband die? Why did this happen? Why are we poor? Why? We need to take our focus off us and know who we are in Jesus Christ. And He will provide the way. We don't need to know everything. All we need to know is, hey, God got me up this morning. I'm on a journey with the Lord. And whatever He has in my life, we're going to get through it because He's with me. You know, I feel David's favorite preaching was Peter on the water. You know, and it does have significance to it, that he's fine when he keeps his eyes on Jesus the whole way, but then he turns and looks aside, and then he falls. Because we take our eyes off Jesus. Things we do in our life is because we focus on ourselves. And it's time we know that today, whatever you have done, whatever the enemy's telling you that you're a rotten, terrible person, God can't use you, you're stupid, you're ugly, you're fat, nobody likes you, blah, 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 all that stuff, that doesn't come from God. He loves us. He loves you so much. But we need to learn how to praise Him. And we do praise Him with Don on Sundays. I get all that. We do praise Him a lot. And I appreciate all that. I appreciate Don, everything he does. But we need to praise Him. Set aside a time that we just praise God. We're not asking for nothing. We're not telling Him nothing. We're just going, you know what? I just want to praise You. That's all I want to do right now. I just want to praise You. I know everyone in here has something that's going on in their lives. I know it. I feel it. God gives me words of wisdom. I know there's people in here struggling. I know there's people in here that want to give up. I know there's people in here that are upset with spouses. And it's Kathy, Brenda, Larry. I'm not pointing anybody out. But I know that we get caught up in stuff and we get anger. And there's things in our lives that make us question why these things happen. Let me tell you, you're going to get stronger. Everything you go through, just like this oxygen thing, okay? This is very minor. Kathy was able to tell her about Link here. Because why? Because she went through them. They're a good company. Everything you go through is to help somebody else. It's not going to just resonate in you and that's it. You go through things so you can help other people. And God will direct those people to you. He will have them come up to you and start talking about something. And you go, oh, yes, I know. Where you don't give people advice unless they ask, but you listen to them and you have empathy for them because you've been there. God has a reason for you. God has a plan for you. God is good, and you're His child, and whatever you are going through, I encourage you to praise Him every day. Through you singing, through radio, Christian music, whatever it is, you set out time just to praise God. I remember a friend of mine, she's my best friend, she would sit down on her couch and she would go, okay, God, I want you to sit by me. And she would just talk to him, you know, God, I love you so much, you're everything to me, and have a conversation with him. And that's how we should be. He's our best friend. He's got our back. He's the one for us. He is not against us. He's for us. You get tired of going to dialysis. I know, Don, you get tired of going to dialysis. My sister gets tired of going and having the chemo. She wants to give up. But you know what? You're children of the King. And He has a plan for you. He's still working through you. I know Kim's been through some things lately, feeling certain issues and stuff, and I tell her, we cannot see the whole parade. We can't see where we started, and we can't see where we're going to end. God sees it all. So we just need to go down this path with Him. Don't fight against Him. Go with Him. And let Him show us what it is that He wants to see. Now, when we get closer to God, what happens? The enemy fights harder. If he can mess you up at home, if he can get you fighting with your wife, if he can get you where your utility bills are so high you can't pay them, if he can get you mad at people, if he can get you so upset at home, and sin at home, and then get on the road and take your terror out on the roadway, which I'm telling you, I do sometimes. I get aggravated at stoplights. You can ask Kimmy, you are taking up too much of my time. If he can mess you up at home, what good are you out in the world and telling people, yeah, I'm a Christian, but no, I can't get through stoplights. You know, I have to sin and honk and cuss. What good is that? But if the enemy can get you down, then how are you going to help somebody else? Where's that lifting hand out for kindness? Where's that person that we want to pray for? Where's that person that God put in my life to teach me something? Not everybody is going to stay in your life. There's going to be times that God brings people in your life and you think this is the best thing ever. And there's going to be times and people that God's going to take them out of your life. Don't question it. The door's shut. Let it be done. Over with. And that was my problem. I have a bad problem. My issue, my main issue is rejection. Because I felt it with my mother. I felt it with people in my family. I have felt it in failed marriages. I even felt it from Pastor David because he put Pee Wee football before us. He is a great man. I'm not saying he did anything wrong because I was not an angel. I have struggled with rejection. Maybe being molested at, you know, in my younger days has kind of put a spin on where if someone makes love to me, that means they love me. You know, we all messed up somewhere or another because there's things in our lives that get to us. And if we don't dig down deep and figure out what's going on, we cannot be in the place where Jesus wants us to be. We do not want to hinder our walk with Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
We do not. Yes, sir.
May I say something at this point? Okay, what you just said, that God brings people into your life and then takes them away at different times for different reasons.
Right.
Okay, there's a 44-year-old young lady who just got hired in with the company to help me with the maintenance there at the place where we are in the building, okay? And we got to talking. She's kind of like me in the sense that she's outgoing. She likes to talk and she doesn't mind sharing. I've shared things with her about my life and she shared things with me about her life. And previously, she's had some tragedy, and she's trying to get over it. She's just recently relocated to Dallas from Las Vegas with some tragedy that happened in her life. I don't know if I'm able to tell you, but
no.
it's she told me some stuff. But anyway, and she's left the company for about 2 days now to go back to, well, I can tell you this. She's had a, it's either her daughter or her daughter-in-law who just had a baby that was stillborn.
Mm.
So it's one of her grandchildren. And I just wonder, you know, how...
Yeah, why that?
You know, why are we getting together? And she's able to tell me some things about her life.
And then she's moving on.
Right.
You know, it's nice to share with people. And, you know, number one, you can pray for her. Mm-hmm. Number two, lesson learned, when God brings people out of your life, it's for a reason. You know, I'm sure it was good for her to have someone to talk to. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we just got to do what God tells us to. And, but we don't know why. We don't know why.
Right.
Some people are just meant to be out, and that's it. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure you did help her. I'm sure you did help her, and that's nice. So, there's a lot of people that have been in and out of my life, and I go, why? Why? You know, I know God just wants to go, whack! Kind of like Will Smith did to Chris Rock, just whack! Get it? Shut up! I feel like, I know God doesn't operate that way, but I know that's what he thinks sometimes, because I'm always da-da-da. I just know he wants to go, wow, how many times do I have to tell you, I love you, you're my child. I love you. You are my child. You're my child. You're made after the image of me. You are special. Brenda, you are special.
I know it.
Of course you would. No, I'm saying, I'm glad you said that.
Well,
a lot of people don't feel that way.
When you were saying something about slapping somebody, well, I don't want to slap them, I guess. I have a group that I've been in with the Bible study till September when they changed people out. We switched classes and teachers and stuff, but one of our leaders has two kids. Anyway, They're college age and looking for a job to go with their degrees and stuff. And but anyway, all the that to say, one of them has this saying, I've been God smacked.
Mm.
So God will smack us.
I think
if we're being blind, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think he smacks on the butt, just a little bit, like you do your little favorite grandkid. You know, I don't think he just slaps you down. Not saying he couldn't. The Bible says he's a wrathful God, but we can't put things in front of God. So we're going to just sing a little thing right now. We're going to, so that way we can take all the stuff that went on this week, all the stuff, put it aside. This is the time for you and the Holy Spirit. This is the time we invite the Holy Spirit here. This is a time that we need, you need, to talk to God. And whatever it is that the Holy Spirit's telling you, that there's things in your life that you need to change, you need to do it. Hey, I'm at the top of the list, honey. I've got a lot of sin in my life that I'm working on. I really am. I'm working on. But this is a time that you need to take on Sundays and every day. When whatever the preacher tells you, I was wondering when that's going to start happening. Whatever the preacher brings to us, this is a word from God. This is Larry Thacker hour. This is what God gave him to speak through him to you. This is God talking to us. So come here, Kimmy. Bless her heart. She's really struggling. We have a lot of depression in our family, but we're trying. And Kimmy's going to sing a verse, and we're going to sing the next verses. Stop it. We're going to sing the next verses with her. We're going to get in that atmosphere of praise. Oh, yeah, the enemy is so mad right now. we're going to get in the atmosphere of praise and worship, and that when we get through today, you're going to know that God smacked you. No, that God is here and that he loves you and that he's not through with you. He is not through with you. I think, well, Kath, besides Kathy, I'm the oldest one in here. You know, God's not through with me yet. I may be dead tomorrow, but by darn, you're going to know today that I know that I'm special because I'm God's kid. So, Kimmy, if you start that off, and then on the second one, don't be nervous.
Before we do this, I'm just going to pray real quick that the Holy Spirit just surrounds this. And
okay, we go for it.
Lord, I just pray right now that the Holy Spirit would just surround this room, fill the doors up, fill the windows up, Lord, and that we could just focus on you and nothing else.
Yes, Father
Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great, how great is our God. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great, how great is our God.
One more time.
How great,
louder,
is our God?
Holy Spirit, I feel you. Thank you. Please bring down miracles of healing today. Bless the ones that are hurting, Father. Touch our hearts. Lord, there's people in here struggling just to get by every day. Lord, we're just expecting miracles today, and we know that you're going to do that. Thank you, Father, for always being there. We just wanted to say thank you and not ask for anything. We love you in Jesus' holy name. Amen. One more time. It's beautiful. If y'all don't feel the hairs on your neck stand up, something's wrong. Okay, Kimmy, come on.
How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great, how great is our God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Please touch your people today, please. Thank you, Father. Thank you. I want to tell each and every one of y'all, I love you to death. I do. I love y'all. I love Donna. I love Brenda. I love Deborah. I love Anita. I love Kathy. I love Leanne. I love Cindy. I love Kimmy. I even love Pastor Packer.